feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. Feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Thursday, 8-11-11. Months from today, it'll be 9-11-11. And we all know what that'll work out to be. Meanwhile, let's work out what today is all about. Everything is working out, whether you realize it or not. It is as it is supposed to be. There's nothing to fix except that leaky toilet. That's what you got to fix.
I got one of those.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Are you going to fix it? What do you have to do? You need a man to come fix it?
No, I need a new flapper in it. And I can fix the insides of toilets quite well, thank you.
Foolish me. Why would I think that Roberta...
It's a necessity in New York. You know, because plumbers, they'll charge you $75 just to walk in the door.
Yeah, in Los Angeles, it's $99 to walk through the door.
Where?
In L.A., $99.
Yeah. So, and then you have to, you know, the cost of the repair on top of that. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. I can repair the inside of a toilet. I mean, it's not rocket science.
It isn't. That's true, Roberta. And it ought not to be something that puts you off. You can figure out how to do most anything if you want to. And I think that's the mark of a successful person, figuring out how to begin. You look at the old, that you were taught in the fourth grade, how to problem solve, right?
Yep.
You look at the problem, what's wrong, figure out how to fix it and what it takes to fix it, and then you can, most of you, go get what's necessary, come home, and fix. You don't need to pay $75 or $95 or whatever it is. We've become so used to hiring people to fix everything. We hire everybody to get the job done. We don't fix our own cars anymore. We don't even fix ourselves. You go to a shrink because you don't figure out on your own how to figure out what's going on in your life. You got to have a clear idea of what you want in your life. I think that's where you start. What do you want out of your life? Today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, what do you want? And you take a difficult problem and solve it. Take an easy problem and solve it. But the best way to learn how to do this is to take, obviously, a simple problem, like fixing the flapper on the toilet. All right? Let's assess what's wrong. Flapper leaks. Can you readjust the flapper so that it fits on there and then there is no leak? No, because the rubber is worn out, so we got to go get a new flapper. So you take the old flapper off and you go to some place. You go to the hardware store. I prefer to do that where somebody will actually talk to you and help you through it. Some people
go to a neighborhood hardware store. Those are the ones who really, are there to help you.
And they'll show you the flapper, and they'll tell you there are different sizes of flappers, different quality flappers. And so you pick the flapper that's best for you and bring the flapper home.
The flapper!
Sounds like a new product, doesn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, may I present you with
flapper.
The flapper.
Remember those flappers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. The queen of cheap today. We have deals from Pizza Hut, Dan and Yogurt, eFoods, and certainly a lot more. So help yourself to that information about a half hour away here on Good Day. Andrea Metcalf will join us later in the hour. Roberta Fasanelli is here because Jennifer is not, Richie is not. They're having their, I guess this is the summer fling for both of them, right? Richie tends to take off 4 or 5 times a year, 6 or 7. I don't know how many times. I don't keep track of it. He does what he wants to do and what he can do. He needs to have more time. I think people with families need to have a little bit more time with their family. That was one of the mistakes I made. If I made a mistake in being a father, it was not spending enough time. It didn't have to be weeks at a time. It was just spending time doing things that were learning. My children were very curious, and so we spent time teaching them about the things in life that were challenges, and exposing people to different, my children to different kinds of people and different ideas and that sort of thing. But I think back on it now, and I would have enjoyed every moment that I spent with my children. I can tell you I've enjoyed. And so why don't I do more of it? Even now, I spend more the more time I spend with them, the more I enjoy it. So why don't we make time for our children and the things that are important to us is always the question that we ask too late. So now I make amends here and there where I can to go do the things that I want to do with them, or they'll come to me, and then we do them. There's no anger. I think for a while Megan was a little angry about the time that I didn't spend with her as a teenager, and frankly, she was so unpleasant. I didn't want to spend much time.
Most teenagers are.
Oh my God! When she was 17, But she is the love. I love that. Oh my God! Do I love that person? She is something else. Oy. She really is. Nothing to fix there. Hey, Roberta.
Yes.
The New York Police Department has announced that it's created a task force to troll social media sites for clues of criminal activity.
That's an idea.
How do you know anything about it and how it may be working? I think it's we have all this social media stuff around us. This week we've been talking a little bit, those of you who have been following the story, about in Missouri where teachers have had a good opportunity. And I suspect this would be the way it is around the country. I'd like to hear from some teachers now. 800-510-8255. How many of you are using Facebook and some of the other social media to be in touch with your students? My sister does. My sister, who's a history teacher at a middle school here in Framingham, she sends email to her students. They communicate on Facebook all the time, and it's something that they've gotten used to. But some communities are telling their teachers that they cannot use this any longer because they're worried about sexual misconduct. They're worried about some of the explicit online messages that some teachers have passed along to students. I can't begin to imagine that people are that distant from reality. They don't know that that's wrong. But there's a new law that forbids teachers from having any exclusive access online with current students or former students who remain minors, meaning any contact on Facebook or other sites must be done in public rather than through private messages. So who thinks that's a good idea? Private messages give truly supportive teachers the chance to get help for students. And yeah, because there are some students that do need extra help, right?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter deals with her students all the time online. She told them, however, interestingly enough, that she would not be Facebook friends with any of them while they were still students. And so most of them became friends of hers after they were students, after they graduated, but they were not friends. But that wasn't a rule of school. It was just a rule that Megan came up with, which seemed to make sense. She's got a lot of common sense, not like her father in that department. But does it make good sense not to leave yourself open in this era? It's the same thing as hugging kids. You can't hug the children anymore.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Especially for kindergarten and first graders. Yeah. It is so critical. And preschoolers, so critical to their development to be hugged. I don't understand that at all.
Yep. The law that's in Columbia, Missouri, takes effect the end of the month, does not outright prohibit teachers from interacting with students on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and other sites. It requires local school districts to create written policies about the appropriate use of electronic media such as text messaging and internet sites for both instructional and personal purposes. What in the world? Any teacher who's worth his or her salt should know what those boundaries are, and if they don't, they ought not to be teaching.
Right?
Fire them.
Exactly.
But, of course, then you have protection they get from the unions, et cetera, et cetera. Did you see Rescue Me last night on television?
No.
I have a TV report there. I don't usually watch that show, but I happened to watch it for a few minutes about Dennis Leary's character being interviewed by a local reporter and basically telling her and the media in general to blank off. And he got suspended from his job for 30 days. And, you know, you could tell that they would like to have fired him. Leary writes all of this stuff himself. So you got to wonder what sort of, he's from the Worcester area, Massachusetts here, what he went through as a kid. Or what, you know, any people who come from families who serve in those circumstances and they get themselves into trouble and then they get protected by the union. That's why people have that's why there ought not to be any public unions. Because there's no, you get protected for doing stuff that's clearly wrong by the union. And you have to have union reps and city reps and all these people that's involved in, So, but common sense would dictate that teachers ought not to be using social media to be talking to their students other than homework assignments, that kind of stuff.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But you know, a lot of schools, I know Victoria School has a very active online website. So the teachers will post the homework on there. The students can communicate through messaging the teachers back and forth.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a much better solution?
Yes, it would.
And each kid has an individual password and sign-in.
So
they know exactly, you know, who's online and what's going on.
Yeah, but it is a big to-do. Big, big, big to do. It's 17 and change past the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, please listen for the next 60 seconds to the story about a million bottle giveaway of product. Million bottles. That gets your attention, doesn't it? You know how important it is to take care of your prostate health. Your prostate can affect your well-being, your life, affect intimacy. So why wait? See your doctor every year for a checkup and start taking Master Prostate Formula now. It works. Master Prostate has 12, count them, 12 key ingredients, and they are all shown to promote healthy prostate function. Also, help you get a great night's sleep. It's funny how all these things work together. The natural stuff that's in this product, it's the best way to get a good night's sleep. Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Now you want to hear about that, right? You pay a small shipping and handling fee, and then your free bottle is on your way. When you call 800-716-6520, that's 800-716-6520. Call now for details about Master Prostate and the million bottle giveaway. Yep, you get a free bottle. This offer is going to last forever because they'll give away the million bottles and bingo. Call for details, though, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you when you call 800-716-6520.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one! Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
800-510-8255 at DougSteffen.com today. An amazing story about a rescue of a boy who was caught in a riptide and lost in the ocean for 20 minutes. And he survived. An amazing.
Yep, I saw that.
Isn't that an amazing story? Amazing. Rings in the news. We'll talk about that in the next half hour. It's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Oh, the Village People. I love the Village People. That mean I'm gay?
That would have been naked.
Because I don't want to see you naked. That mean I'm gay?
I don't think there is a Janet Jackson. I think it's really Michael Jackson, trust me.
As somebody who's been with Michael.
You've been with Michael?
That mean I'm gay? Yeah.
It was at this time in my life when I considered male prostitution.
That mean I'm gay? I get a massage 3 times a week from a guy. That mean I'm gay?
Hey, still looks pretty gay to me.
I'm out of the car.
And the virtual world by storm with over 70 million hits. With his unforgettable Chocolate Rain, give it up for Tayvon Day.
Hi, Michael, you got to do me a favor from now on. I don't want to hear Nick. Is that Nick Cannon? Is that his name?
That's him.
I don't want to listen to any of his intros because it just annoys me to the nth degree. I'll introduce Tayvon Day singing his 70 million hit song Chocolate Rain. Here it is.
It's frequently crashing through your veins, Chocolate Rain. Using you to fall back down again.
This is something. 70 million has been sold on YouTube, I think, right? If I'm not mistaken. Michael, all right.
I think that's where it started.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Get rid of him, will you, please? Have you edited now, Beyond? I want to listen to OK Go performing their new song, All Is Not Lost. They were on America's Got Talent last night. That's where all of this is coming from. So, for those of you who are trying to figure out what's going on, there are two of these performances a week. Some people think these programs are interesting. Man, I can't even begin to get interested in this, but that's just me. First group yesterday, we heard from that group Powerhouse, the high school choir. They got eliminated last night, apparently. And a group called Gymkhana survived and advanced. And then, as we've said, a lot of these pop singers pay money to go on these shows because a lot of people are watching and they can sell their product. That's why this group, another YouTube sensation, OK Go, is on America's Got Talent. Now, here is another YouTube star named Rebecca Black, who has a new song called My Moment. That's another one of these.
You the one who said that I would be nothing. Well, I'm about to prove you wrong. 7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs. Gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal.
This is a this lady Rebecca Black has sold millions of downloads of this song. Can you imagine? I mean, this is why we haven't got anybody who can figure out the budget. Because this is what people... And by the way, I'm not sounding old when I say that, because I've listened to a couple of the things that have come from some of these new performers, and I think they're excellent. Now, that would not be the word I'd use to describe this, however.
You know, I mean, really, anybody could be singing this, because the whole appeal to this is the beat and the music.
Right, it's all music.
But anybody could sing this.
Yeah,
this is
you
like,
could
it
sing.
It doesn't matter.
Along with...
could sing, because
climb
they have...
Climb every mountain.
Well, they have technology now that if you're slightly off-key, it automatically fixes it for
every
you.
Every stream.
So you could be absolutely tone-deaf, and it'll fix,
follow
the, fix it for
every
you.
Mountain.
Rainbow.
Till you find your dream.
We just lost everyone.
On Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Apple was successful in banning the sale of Samsung's Galaxy Tab in the majority of the European Union. The injunction claims that Samsung is blatantly copying the iPad, and now the company has set its sights on Motorola's Zoom. Apple is knee-deep in patent warfare. In other news, the NYPD announced that it's created a task force to troll social media sites for clues of criminal activity. In the real world, the police bet that if you're dumb enough to commit a crime, you might just be dumb enough to post it on Facebook. And finally, Visa is trying to move towards new card technology where embedded computer chips make it nearly impossible to counterfeit. The hard part is convincing merchants to install the more secure card readers. Security's a lot like oxygen. You don't notice it till you don't have it. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Not all oil change deals are created equal. Case in point, right now at Advance Auto Parts, a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and filter are just $17.49 after mail-in rebate. That includes an oil filter with a value up to $11.99. At other major retailers, the value of their included filter may be much less. You could end up having to pay more just to get the filter you need. Better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
Yes, I heard about your 5% off every day credit offer.
That's right. Just use your Lowe's consumer credit card to get 5% off every day. Or choose special financing on purchases of $299 or more.
5% off every day? So Columbus Day?
Discover all the things you can get 5% off on.
Arbor Day?
Buy a tree, get 5% off.
St. Patrick's Day?
You'll save lots of green with 5% off.
Awesome.
Lowe's, let's build something together. Subject to credit approval, offers cannot be combined. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and you and me are joined now by Andrea Metcalf, who is one of our regular contributors. And because she is so full of vim, vigor, and vitality, she makes an excellent person to just get a charge on the day. She would be great radio material every morning because she's up and she's at it. She's actually much better than Roberta because Roberta takes a while for her engine to get revved up.
Oh, that is so not nice, Doug.
It is not nice.
It's true.
It's true.
I'm not that good in the morning.
That's why she doesn't start early in the morning. We give her a while to warm up to the realities of the day. But I think you, Andrea, are so full of, you're full of energy and full of
vitality.
Life. And that's what people like. Yeah, exactly. Vitality is it's a great word even, isn't it? Isn't that one of those, think about the words that we use in our vocabulary, how some of them are so right on, so descriptive. The word vitality, even in the sound of the word, you get the essence of the word, right? Vitality. What's another word like that? Think of another word like that.
Rejuvenation.
Rejuvenation, yeah. I like that. What's another one? Roberta.
Vitality, rejuvenation, I don't know, youthfulness?
No, any word. Like the word corporate. Doesn't corporate sound like a downer?
Yeah.
The word corporate's down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's sort of, there's certain things that come out of a word that just kind of...
Oh, there's an Italian word that I love.
Which is?
Sounds like what it is.
Yeah.
It's called chiacchiere. And chiacchiere means, if you picture a group of older women sitting around, you know, with the black dresses and the buns and the mole on their face, all yapping at the same time, gossip. That's chiacchiere.
Really? It is.
Isn't that a
great
word?
Almost like cackling.
Yeah, like cackling. Cackling.
Cackling. Cackle is another one of those words, right?
It's a great word.
It sounds, yeah. Urban. Is urban seem like a word?
Yeah.
Huh? No. Here we are to establish ourselves in your life with certain boundaries. We were talking earlier about boundaries, Andrea, the teachers that are being told that they can't use social media because there are boundaries. I think that today we have a tougher time with boundaries. Don't you think, really, people are not as good at knowing or understanding what their boundaries are? I was in a restaurant last night getting a sandwich, and I ordered the sandwich, and I sort of went to the restroom to wash my hands. I was going to have had a bottle of iced tea and a sandwich and some chips. So as I'm just standing there waiting for my sandwich to be made, and these kids come in with their father. And they're running around the restaurant making a lot of noise, just acting like kids who had no discipline, nobody in their life to teach them what, you know, the proper sort of way is to handle yourself. And even if you didn't have a parent, when you go into a restaurant, there are other people in there. You're not the only ones who are in the restaurant. So why would you run around the restaurant? These kids were like 10, 12 years old. It wasn't like they were three. They were yelling at each other from across the restaurant. Everybody's looking at them. The father says nothing. Not kids, you know, behave yourself or anything. They go over to the juice dispenser and they push all of the buttons to see what comes out and they laugh.
Huh.
And you're doing, huh. What's funny? A child that's 12 years old goes over to the juice machine and pushes the high C and then pushes the Pepsi and sees the juice, sees the liquid come out, the drink come out,
yeah.
And thinks that's amusing. Then they hit the ice maker and the ice falls all over the floor and they look at it, they laugh, they don't pick it up. So yeah. Somebody could walk over and slip on it. I mean, what the hell are these?
Where are the parents?
The parents standing there watching them.
And we're worried about the ADA taking away fat kids from their families. We should be a little bit other standards in here, huh?
I mean, any of us who are parents think about that and wonder how in the world does that sort of stuff happen? How does a parent think that that's okay, that behavior is okay for two brothers to have in a public place? I don't get it.
Well, that's how they were as kids. Oh, you know, kids will be kids. I've heard
that's
that
not
once.
Acceptable, Roberta.
I mean, I once had the.
You think that's acceptable?
Some friends of Tom's come over with these two kids.
Tom's Roberta's husband. Yeah, go
who
ahead.
Immediately started jumping on the living room sofa, and I threw them out. I threw the kids out.
Good.
I said, okay, off the sofa. If you want to run around, that's fine, but you don't do it in the house outside. And the parents looked at me like
they
were appalled.
Did they
appalled.
Leave?
Yeah, they did.
Good.
They're appalled.
You don't
I
need
said,
them
no.
for friends.
You don't come into my house
no.
and jump on my sofa.
No.
Nothing doing.
You don't.
And when my kids were young, well, their friends knew, you know, look, I'm not telling you can't run and scream and get crazy outside.
Yeah.
You don't do it in the house. No screaming in the house, no running in the house, no ball playing in the house.
In what
house you behave.
Universe is it okay to jump on somebody else's furniture?
Right.
If you're jumping on your furniture and it's okay, that's
my
fine.
My furniture, thank
yeah.
you very much.
Or if you say it's okay, then if, you know, somebody would come to me and say, is it okay to do this? People come into my house all the time. I have more people. I live by myself.
You don't lock your doors.
the people are in and out of this place all the time. And we had yesterday, Edgar's son is here with his children. And they know Edgar treats the place as if it's his, and I'm certainly happy because he is like my brother, and his wife are entitled to anything that's here, and they know that. But they respect it. They'll come in, take their shoes off, the kids change their clothes to go in the pool, that kind of stuff. But they know what's appropriate. And, you know, there are certain rooms in the house that are not for anybody but me. And they know that. I don't want people in certain rooms. And so that's. But I'm happy to share what I have. But
right.
It ought to be somebody says, is it okay to do this?
Right.
You don't just come in. I mean, Andrea, can you imagine somebody coming into your house? You got this brand new house, and I'm sure that you have new furnishings and stuff in the house. Can you imagine somebody coming in and just saying, oh, that's cool, and puts their feet up on your couch with their shoes on?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because I have three college students. And when there's a big event in Chicago, like Lollapalooza, they all come downtown and stay at my place.
Mm-hmm.
And about, even if there isn't a big event, a lot of times they just come down because they want to hang out at my place in the city. And I had to sit down three of my older sons, who these kids are 21, and say, this is my level of expectation. I don't know what it is at home or at school, but this is mine, and you guys are not meeting it, and so it's very upsetting. I love having you around, but this is what you have to do. And I was, you know, at first I was angry, but I figured, I guess I didn't tell them the expectation, and I don't know how they were brought up, so I had to, like, actually set the boundaries, if you will.
And they're 21.
Yeah.
Friends of your children.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That's it. And where do these people come from? And what are these people going to be like as the adults of tomorrow, the leaders, supposed leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, right?
Huh? All right, anyway, I'm sounding like a bunch of old codgers.
But it's appropriate to discuss this because it is something that affects all of us, and people say, well, what am I supposed to do? You're supposed to put your foot down. You're supposed to have discipline. You're supposed to say what you're thinking. After all, that stuff is yours, and you may have worked hard to pay for it. Certainly nothing comes easy to people these days, so it ought to be respected, and your home ought to be respected.
Doug, here's the thing, like with the restaurant situation. As a restaurant owner, that should be your job to say, excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
These are our levels of expectation so that he's not interrupting the rest of our guests.
Yeah.
It would be nice to assume that, you know, he's an adult and he should be able to figure this out, that your kids shouldn't be doing this, behaving in that fashion in a public place. It's not his own backyard. And at the same time, he may be on such overload with work, yada, yada, and now having the kids that he doesn't even function. He's probably comatose to what's even happening.
Yeah, you may be right about that. All right, enough of that. People have their expectations, and they're expecting the Queen of Cheap to do today what she does every day about this time.
Indeed.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, we have a big list today, Roberta.
Oh, yes. We have a free P-Zone at Pizza Hut with your online order. How about that? I have no idea what a P-Zone is. I think it's some sort of, like, pizza pie and a, like, pot pie thing, maybe.
A P-Stone?
It's called a P-Stone.
P-Stone is what you use on the roadway.
No, zone. P-Zone.
Like a calzone?
P-Zone, like a calzone.
Yeah, maybe it's like a calzone. Maybe it's a... Oh, that's very good. Like, it's a pizza calzone. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
And it's valid through August 21st, so you order a pizza online.
Michael knows where all the free stuff is. He's right on top of it.
And you get a free P-Zone.
Yeah.
If you want to bring your kids to Disney or thinking about it or just want to plan it or just want to dream, Disney has a vacation planning DVD. It's pretty cool, actually. It's a complete video guide of the 4 theme parks, the 2 water parks, and all 20 resorts. Actually, I think it's a really good way to, like, if you're doing a trip, instead of taking all the pictures yourself, just get the Disney DVD. It's a lot cheaper because it's free. Free Activia Select yogurts. You get to choose from the new French creamy ones or the Greek thick Activia Selects. And that's free. You got to like them on Facebook. Coastal Contacts doing that 10,000 free pairs of glasses again. That's tomorrow. There's very specific ways that you have to go about doing this 10,000 free pairs of glasses. So you want to go to the DougStefan.com website and scroll into the Queen of Cheap and take a look. It's very specific instructions. You have to like them first, and then you have to go to the website at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 12th, but you can get a free pair of glasses. And if you already have your free glasses, you can still get 3 pairs of glasses for $99. We have the secret code for
secret.
You on the DougStefan.com
wow.
website.
Wow. It's like a secret ring, right?
Like a secret ring.
Ooh, a secret handshake.
And if you get somebody who loves sailing, you get a free subscription, 9
free.
Issues free of Sailing World magazine. And don't forget, you can get free e-foods. This is all on the DougStefan.com website under the Queen of Cheap.
Every day, the Queen of Cheap with bargains galore. We're talking in part with Andrea and Roberta and you about fixing things. Andrea just said to me a minute ago that she had problems with, what did you say, it was the flapper on your toilet?
No, actually, I had a leak under my sink that I couldn't figure out, so I had to call a plumber at $165 an hour.
Whoa.
And while he was there, since it took him only just a few minutes to fix and explain it to me, I said, my toilet hasn't been flushing right. I said, well, you just need to replace this and the flapper and the water in. And I did it all myself with a trip to the big box hardware store, which actually they were really, really helpful.
But see, I can see you, actually both of you, both you, Andrea and Roberta, are very capable. And there's this thing, and I admit to it being a sexist thing, where our fathers taught us that women weren't supposed to do things like this. Maybe it was in an era when women and men stayed together longer, and now that era has gone, thank heavens, because many of the people who were together ought not to have been together. My parents were a perfect example of that. I had a miserable marriage, but the things that getting done around the house, if there is a male and a female, for whatever the reason, women think they're not supposed to do that stuff or have always been sort of taught.
Why shouldn't we do it?
But I don't know that, because it's not feminine to change a flapper on a toilet.
No, my father taught me basic
plumbing. I think people were really surprised when I told them that, you know, I changed up on my dad.
I think it's extraordinary. I find that stuff appealing, even to the point of being sexy. I like women who are strong.
No, but who can just figure stuff out and do things. I mean, I think that's the mark of a really mature person and somebody who nine times out of ten is going to be a great conversationalist. I love, love, love conversation, as you know. And people who can do stuff like that, they have something going for them. There's something about who they are. And they can do stuff like that, and it leads to them being a dynamic, interesting person. Yeah, you may laugh at me and say, all right, changing the flapper on the toilet makes me an interesting person. No, but doing things, having the initiative to figure stuff out and fix it on your own, I think that's very sexy. So?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, there's a story. You'll like this, Andrea. There's a story at DougStephan.com today about a repairman in Illinois who tried to steal a ring from a house where he was working. He'd been hired to come in. He was a plumber, as it turns out. When he got caught, he swallowed the ring.
Oh.
After an x-ray proved that he had the ring, he was placed in a rubber room with bedpans and given medication to assist him in returning the ring to its owner. He eventually did that. Now he's in jail facing 3 years for felony theft. So the story of that ring and how it was recovered is at DougStephan.com. Plus, the other ring story has to do with NFL legend Ray Guy, who was forced to sell his three Super Bowl rings as part of his bankruptcy filing. The guy was an NFL, made lots of money, three rings, had to sell them, got $81,000 for his Super Bowl rings.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, you think they're worth more? I don't know. How do you tell what they're worth?
Yeah, I guess it's the going rate. Who wants to buy them?
Yeah, who'd want them? If they weren't yours, why would you want them? If you didn't earn them, why would you even want them? Would be my question.
There's a lot of diamonds in them, Doug.
Are there? Well, Andrea, you'd know more about that, and so would Roberta. I don't look at those sorts of things. I'm a cubic zirconia guy myself.
Oh, who's the queen of sheep?
I may be the king of sheep, but nobody's going to accuse me of being a queen. It's 12 before the hour, and good day.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. Five IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. Five IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
Start your day with a smile. It's Doug Steffens' Good Day, 51 past the hour.
Right.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Past the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, and vacation time being what it is, Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit, on vacay this week, so that takes care of his appearance. I could give you household. We've been giving you a lot of household advice, right? We've been telling you how to help yourself when it comes to fixing things like the toilet. Fix them yourself.
Yeah, why not?
Do it yourself. I have a house that I own on one of the farms that I have, and I got a price from somebody to come in and redo the kitchen and the bathroom. Everything has to be ripped out, replumbed, and to put a new heating system in the house. And when I looked at the what it was going to cost, I said, first of all, I have the money. Secondly, I wouldn't pay you this kind of money because your price is ridiculous. So I just have a couple of guys from the farm who are handy. We went down on Tuesday, ripped out the bathroom and the kitchen, the floors, everything, ripped them right out, right to the cellar, cut all the plumbing down, cut it all out, just cut it out because it was a mess, leaking everywhere. There wasn't even an outside vent. And so we've started to, I've torn down, Andrea, one of the things you don't know about me, but Roberta does, talk about the king of cheap. Mm-hmm. Most every year I tear down a house or a barn or something. Somebody comes to me and says, you know, I'm going to tear this down. Do you want some of the material? And I usually say, of course, because I can't stand waste and it'll always come in handy on the farm. So I tore this house down a couple of years ago, got a new furnace, a heating system out of it. Two complete bathrooms, flooring. I don't know. We got all kinds of stuff. We got three or four truckloads of stuff that we brought to this place that I'm rebuilding. So I have pretty much everything that we need to rebuild the house. It's just the labor. And, you know, you can work around. But, you know, that's not everybody. But yet more people could do that if they really put their minds to it. You really could. I know I have a husband and wife who are friends. They built their own house. She was better at it than he was, in fact. You know, I think that again, we were back to talking about what women can do or what's expected of women, and I think it becomes foolish after a while having that conversation because you can do whatever you set your mind to do. That's it, period, end of story. We have not covered a lot of the television stuff that's going on, including a suggestion for Bert and Ernie, so yeah. That's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Andrea Metcalf, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The news from New York today, thousands of same-sex couples have been married in New York since gay marriage was legalized there last month, Roberta.
Right.
Now there's an online petition pushing to have Bert and Ernie get married. Matter of fact, I see this, Andrea, another Chicago resident named Lair Scott, started an online petition at change.org to pressure the Sesame Street Workshop to let Bert and Ernie get married on Sesame Street.
Oh, my goodness.
The petition reads, quote, "We are not asking Sesame Street to do anything crude or disrespectful. It can be done in a tasteful way. Let us teach tolerance of those who are different." As of this writing, the petition has about 1,600 signatures. But I don't even know that Bert and Ernie are gay. Where does it say that?
Yeah.
I
didn't know they were gay.
When did that happen? They were just always buddies. They were friends.
Yeah
that's gay. What I thought.
And you know, that's how silly the media is, the news media today, to suggest that just because they're friends. So that means that Edgar and I are gay because we're friends. Or that means, Roberta, you and Andrea, if you were friends, you're gay because you're friends. I mean, that's how stupid some of these suggestions are, and that's really what it is. Bert and Ernie are not gay, and there's no reason to think they are other than they're two friends who are guys.
Living together, sharing a bedroom.
They share a bedroom, so what? Yeah.
How do you know they share a bedroom?
I've watched the show.
Michael watches the show. So because they share a bedroom, automatically they're gay. I don't see how that works, frankly. Anyway, and it's dicey. Ernie,
never knew they shared a bedroom. I'm a little questioning now.
Really? Bert likes pigeons, though, and Ernie likes the rubber ducks, doesn't he?
Okay, let's not go there. There's definitely some symbols going on there.
All right, well, maybe on second thought. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.